this is the last parasha before Rosh Hashanah, so I figure we'll talk about Inyanim of Rosh Hashanah, particularly this year that Rosh Hashanah is Chal v'Shabbos, and there's no Tkiyah Shofar on the first day. Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Rosh Hashanah Shechal is Shabbos, the Mikdash, Hayitayik, and Ablai Medina. Only in the base of Mikdash was the Tkiyah Shofar. Not starting from the right page. Yes, you have page one over there?
Just the bottom,
yeah. In fact, the Gemara, not immediately. Where do we know this from? So Gemara first wants to say, one pasuk says, Shabbosai, Zichon Chua. Other pasuk says, Yoim Chua. Is it make be mine? Is it Zichon Chua? Is it Yoim Chua? Elmai, one's talking about when it's Shabbos. When it's Shabbos, it's Zichon Chua. The remembrance of the Chua. You mask the Chua. But you don't actually blow. And Yoim Chua is when it's Chal B'Chal. So according to this, the Chariz Din Raisa. This is a Ron Bol Shofar, Rosh Hashanah Chalais B'Shabbos, this is the Raisa Drasha, Am Rava. In the Raisa, Mikdash Eichel HaKinan, if there's a tour, yeah, the Pasuk tells me it's not that Zichon Shua on Shabbos, why do you burn Beis HaMikdash? Why? It's La Mlocha, why should Torah Aser? Elamai says, Rav, Am the Raisa, Mishra Shari, Rabbanu the Gazer, famous, Gezer the Rabba, Nawat, Hakko Chayav Matkiya Shaifer, Vena called Bakim Matkiya Shaifer, Gezer Shem Bitlena Biyodoi, Biel Chesal Boki Lumoi, Biavirenu, Dalanamas, Bishusa Rabba. So Gemara says, that's the Maskana of Gemara. Again, the Yushalmi does have this Joshua of Zichon Shua, that on Shabbos you don't blow. It's not from the Yushalmi that remains then the Raisa. The Gemara had said that Tchiyah Shofar is Chochma ve'ena Melacha. And the Gemara's Medamed, there's two things that fits in that category. Tchiyah Shofar Rediyas HaPas. Rediyas HaPas means taking out the bread from the oven. In those days, it was absurd. They used to slap the bread inside the ovens, take it off, you have to make sure it doesn't break, it's a mumchus. And the Rediyas HaPas, taking out the bread on Shabbos, in the oven, was a chochma v'ena melacha, the Gemara says. The question is, the first question we have to ask ourselves is there an isser to blow shofar? It's chochma v'ena melacha, it's not melacha, there's no chiyuv, yeah? But is there an isser? Or it's chochma v'ena melacha, there's no isser. It's a question that goes by the Rediyas HaPas. Is there an issue or it's just Chochman and Locha? So, Ramban in Mechamas, in the beginning of Shabbos, says that it means Zariah. The question is, you want to bring a riot, there's no Isser. It means a riot by Shofar. Also, it says that they used to blow Shofar Shabbos to remind people when it's Shabbos. Yeah? Gemara says that you used to wait, they litzlois dag cotton, oy kde lahad be pas betaner, and then the last blowing was, you blow, that everyone should finish up their last minute melachos. Enough. That litzlay is dark cotton to roast a little fish, or lahad b'pas b'taner. Then you'll be tekev b'shabbos. Shema minot b'shabbos mutl irdos. Shichoch mafil is a shvus aimba. It's that the last blowing was they gave you enough time to put the bread in the oven. Yeah, how you gonna get the bread out on Shabbos? You can't get the bread out on Shabbos. You're blowing the last blow. You can't do any malach after that. El ma'isi is no malach. That's what Mal wanted to say. So it's a shvus, it's a shvus b'chal. However, he says though from the Rif, he wants to learn up that that's a shvus, but interesting Ramban, it's not Mechush Dig Ramban, like Gazru B'Shvus Klachiyah L'Tzarech HaShabbos. Very big, it comes with a huge coolness about it. Tzarech Shabbos, Einik Shabbos, a Shvus Klachiyad is Mutter. Shvus Klachiyad, the big child got whether Shvus the Shvus, as we say by a guy, Mila Nachi, Shvus the Shvus, the Mokke Mitzvah, we tell a guy to do Mokke Rabban, it's Mutter Tzarech Mitzvah. What about a Shvus the Shvus by a Jew? It's a big shiloh, it's not our sug right now. But here you have Ramban that talks about doing a shvus, klachayad, which makes it a double grabanon, mitzayrach shabbos. So, akaponim, in Ramban, it's mvur that it's no isser b'chal. So, but in the Rif, he wants to say the best, and there is an Isser, but there are moderate Kalachiyan. That's the Mashmadan Rambam as well. Now, so Rambam, by again, Gemara puts together Diyas Sapas and Kir Shaifer. By Diyas Sapas is more than Rambam as an Isser. By Shaifer, what does Rambam say by Shaifer? What's that in your name? It says the Rambam. Yontif Shalash Hashan, Shechali is B'Shabbos, Ein Taikin B'Shaifer B'chol Mokka. Right, we don't blow Shaifer. Afal pishat kiyem mishum shvos umredin hayu hayeshataykin shataykin because yavas say shal tayra v'yitchishv shal devrayim says the Rambam l'chayra tkiyashay v'zras roshos a shvos it's rabbanon so the assay of tkiyashay v'shmidaycha the shvos rabbanon of blowing a shayfer says the Rambam so therefore shmidaycha. So why don't we blow? Gezer Hashem Yitlenu Biyadav Yelchenu L'Misha Yitka V'Yivren Dal Rambam Shus Rabim. Oy Rambam says Ma'itzim Shus Loshus Love Yavad Es Eskilo. Shachem B'Tchil Ven Kol. So Rambam says that Rambam's Mashma. Now without Gezer Rabba, there should have been a Shvus Rabbanon, just like this a pass. It's a Chochem Ve'Ne Melacha, but it's an Isra Rabbanon to take out the bread. So too, Be'etzem, the Shvus Rabbanon, not to blow Shaifer, on a regular, on a Stam, a random Shabbos, not Rosh Hashanah. Stam, there's Isra Rabbanon to blow Shaifer. Isra blow Shaifer. So on that Isra Rabbanon said, we'll say the Chalais essay. That's the of Kir Shaifer is Daich of the Shvus Rabbanon. But, there's another Shvus Rabbanon, Gezer the Rabba, that you'll be married al Ramas. I want you to say the same of Tkiyah Shemitaycha, that Shvus also. Right? That's a ridiculous question. Yeah? When we say the Chalais say, that is when you have an essay, a random essay, and you have a random Lois essay, right? They have to bump into each other. Klayim and Tzitzis. In the midst of Tzitzis, and the Isser of Klayim, they bump into each other. I say the Chalais say, right? So if you have a random Isser blowing Shaifer, nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. You have a random Isser blowing Shaifer on Shabbos Islam. Shabbos Chanukah, you want to blow Shaifer. Yeah, it's an Isser Rabbanon, says Rambam, like this a pass. So now, on Shabbos of Rosh Hashanah, the midst of the Raisa blowing Shaifer bumps into this Rabbanon of blow Shaifer. So we say, the Chalais say. But if Chazal, when it came along, Gezer Rabbanon said, don't blow Shaifer on Shabbos because maybe Shem Yavrianu. So what are you going to say? Oh, say the Chalais say? That's ridiculous. The Chalais say says don't do that say. Right? If it was the Torah said don't wear client mitzvahs. So you're not going to say, oh, the mitzvah tzitzis should be daich client. Right? I say the Chalais say is when they stop bump into each other. If the Chalais says lahed, you don't do that say, so you're not going to say, oh, that say should be daich Chalais say. The Chalais says don't do that say. Right? So when Rama has these two things, Rama says it should be daich. It doesn't mean the isser of Rabba. It means there's the isser ba'alma of blowing shayfer, like Rudias Hafas. Chochmei me'ena melacha is not a melacha der ha'isa, but a shvus rabbanon there is. And that we say, Zechalaisa say. But the rabbanon say you can't do it, Zerah the Rabba. The reason we're making a point about this is because in the Sefer, Mishnah Lachas, Menashe Klein, he seemed to learn around not like that. and he wants to bring a raya. We're talking about the shaila. There's a shaila if lemaisa someone blows shayfa next week on Shabbos. Shlekedin, it's awesome. Yeah, is it mekayim mitzvah of kiyas shayfa or not? The avid. We'll see. Nafkamina whether he's mekayim or not. But so Meir Rav Nasha Kutin wants to bring a raya in this Rambam. You are mekayim. Because it says the chalaisa say, yeah. But lechayra, as I said before, makes absolutely no sense. It can't be such a thing. Halal say that when the iser is telling you not to do the mitzvah, there's no tzad to say the chalaisa say. It's pasha ridiculous. So, akapanim. Oh. So now like this, there's a shaila. So what are we saying? The Nisraban of Shemi Avrenu. The Ma'is Lachar is there's another Shaila. So, right? So then we discuss also Rudias Apas and Tiyah Shaifer, a special Isser. Rudias Apas and Tiyah Shaifer. But the Ma'is is a general Isser of blowing musical instruments. Right? Not a Shaifer. Any music, you can't use musical instruments and chapters, right? Why? Shemi Sak and Kleishir. Maybe come to fix it, right? That's the whole shaila. Clapping, with dancing, that's the whole sugya. Yeah? So now, so the question is, so if Pichodesh brings down the kasha of the Re'ein, that Mela, every Rosh Hashanah, yeah? Ha'ilar Abo Shaifer, L'chayra, you're being Menagin and Kleishir. So, right? The Rambam already answered that question. He didn't address that question. The Rambam said the guy been Isser blowing a shayfer chachmei melacha. L'chayra, huadin, the Isra of being menagin and klesh here, l'chayra, on every Rosh Hashanah, not on Shabbos, the assay of Kiyah Shaifer, is daicha, the Isra banan of menagin klesh here. Because here, the Isra wasn't dafka being miyuchid to Shaifer, to blowing the mitzvah Shaifer, right? The Isra of menagin klesh here is a general Isra. Okay, so I have mitzvah Shaifer, I have a general Isra of menagin klesh here. So if you're Rambam, l'chayra, I'm going to say the klesh and say. Which is not so pashit because for example, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Beis and Beis, the Gemara discusses you have a shayfer that's on a tree. A lot of climb up in the tree to get your shayfer. So Gemara says that you can't do that. Why? Because NSA, doicha lois asei vasei. The mitzvahs of blowing a shofar, as I say, and climbing on a tree, not only Rabbanon, but Yom Tov, and Shabbos, as I say, V'lois, as I say, right? The say, V'lois, as I say, L'sascham Lacha, and the mitzvah, as I say, of Shvites. Yeah? So Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Chalam Beis and Beis, this is the Rosh Hashanah guy over here. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, they can't take the shofar off the tree, because Hein Asay, Doich L'lois, as I say. Right? So Mela, the Chaira, so you see on a Rabbana level, we're calling it a Sevlai. So Mela, Nasei is not Daicha. He was only Rabbana. The Chaira, so it's what Ram say that Nasei Dechalai, Sensei. Kodakash and Ramba. Ram said, the guy with Isser of blowing a Shaifer. It's Chachme and Melacha. But it's an Isser. The guy with that Isser, Ram says, the on Shabbos, it would be Daicha. If not, because the Rabbah, the Chayra, the Gemara says, "Any say the Chalais Hamasay." That's the Chayra's time of Kashan Rambam. Nachzi Yenenu. Pichadosh brings down the Re'ein, the Mizrahi, on his parish on the Smag. Yes, Akasha. Yes, Frek the Mizrahi. Why could you ever blow Shayfer? Period. On Rosh Hashanah, the Chayra is there's a Gezer of Shem Yisak and Kleishir. Says the Mizrahi. That Chazal would not answer something that's gonna One second. You don't find, this is a very important insight, you don't find that Chazal were oiker mitzvah legamri because of Rabbanah. Now, did we say that Chazal make a gzeir, or sometimes even Sheval Taisa, right? They could be oiker, but you don't find when they're going to be oiker a mitzvah legamri. So Meila, if the loch would be, you can't blow shay forever because the gzeir shem is not until this year. Imkain zel, you delete the whole mitzvah of shayfer, and that Chazal would never do. Okay, now this yisoid, it's more famous. The one that's famous for this yisoid is the Taz. The Taz in three places, three out of four chelkei shulchan aruch, the Taz says this yisoid. One of them is actually by us. And Simon Tov Kuf Peches brings down the Mizrachi's question, like Pri Chadosh, and he says this aside, the Chazal, it's different as Chayis in the Taz. Some places like they couldn't be Eikel Gamri, some say they wouldn't be Eikel Gamri. Emela, on Shabbos when he said Shem Yavrei Adal Amis. Okay, so you have Rosh Hashanah, you have Tkiya Shofar, all the rest of the times. Now, when it doesn't fall on Shabbos, so then they can say on Shabbos you can't blow. But if they're going to say you can't blow because it's always gzeir shemisat and klayshir, then we're about to lagamri. He says like the pichadash. Oh, with this, the answer is the Rishonim's kasha. Rishonim has a kasha. Yeah, mila is daicha Shabbos, right? We make the dubis mila Shabbos. Why is there a gzeir the rabba? Shem yavren adal amis b'shus rabim. Maybe you'll take the kid to the mile, or you'll bring a knife. Whatever it is, maybe you'll be over Havaras Dalaran. Just like a Shaifer, Xer Shem Yavarano, why don't you have the same problem every Bismillah? This is a Kasha that the Rishonim in Megillah of Dalaran Beis asked. Taisim when he asked the Kasha. Taisim is one terrorist that since it was Nichrusula, Yugim Bris is Mila, so Chosha, Yugim Bris, they didn't want to have a Mila. The Taz famously says, that the same idea we just said. That what? Harei by Mila B'Shabbos, this is a drasha. It says, B'yoyim afil B'Shabbos. B'yoyim Hashemini Yimo, B'yoyim afil B'Shabbos. Mamela, Zog the Taz, since the Torah said B'Fair, this is a drasha in the Torah. You could do Mila on Shabbos, so Chazal won't come along and say, no, you can't do Mila on Shabbos, Shem Yad Merenu. Hashem came by Shofar, doesn't say in the Torah you can blow on Shabbos. Is it the general mitzvah of blowing? It doesn't say anywhere specifically in the Torah they allow you to blow on Shabbos. It's understood, but it doesn't say a farish. It doesn't say a farish. There's no drasha. The Mela, the Chazal could say, okay, so don't blow on Shabbos. Shem Yevrenu. But if it's going to be matzah, no mitzvah, not. And with this, the Taz also says, yeah, this that's by us. Also, in the Yerdei, Kuf Yizayin, it's the Geya, to the halacha of Schaira in Machalas Asura. The halach is, Rabban, you're not allowed to do business in trade for food. Right? It's Rabban. You can't do business in trade for food. It's a shayla guy if you have stocks and this and that and companies that, whatever. It's a shayla. Companies that sell. A lot of with stocks in McDonald's. Okay, that's a different shayla. Yeah? Well, if you have a portfolio and it has a bunch of companies, and some of them are, trade for restaurants, not so posh. But anyway, point is, Sfekta Taz, so what about Legabe Chalev? By Chalev, there the Torah says, Yasel Chol Melacha, then you're allowed to. You're allowed to, especially you're allowed to do business with Chalev. So, Sfekta Taz, I'll do business in Machal Sasuris. Elamai, since the Torah is beferish, you also chol melacha. You want to do what you want with the chaylev. The male here, Chazal, won't or couldn't go against the Torah and Eikir Lagam. Okay, so male, that's the answer why the gezeir shemisak and klei shir doesn't apply to shayfer always. Like this. So we came out, the Batsam, there's an Isser Rabbanon to blow Shaifer, right? Isser Rabbanon either because Chachmim Lach is an Isser, or there's a Yimbay Shaifer, Shemisad and Kleishir. Elamai, they didn't ask her to blow Shaifer. So Shaila is, with Vizen, yeah? Are you allowed to blow extra keys, extra Shvarim, extra keys? Are you allowed to blow extra? Yeah? A lot of blow five shvarms, for example. Yeah. A lot of blow extra kailas. Or today, you know, after in many places, there are all sorts of variations. You know, tehutu, tehitu, all the different ways of blowing the shvarims, and then shimacha, not shimacha. There's a whole bunch of issues and chumras that people do with the shayfer. Yeah, shayla is that mutter. There's a mikra din yuriya. I'd say shayla a lot of blow extra. Rama says in Tavkof Tzadi Bav. Yesh makay mishnog lachs of kaya lamin kailas. Yeah, a lot. You know the meaning. Mikra din medina the medina midrais how many kailas do you need? Huh? You need nine. So you need that three times tkiya, trua tkiya. Okay. So why do we blow? Where do we get 100 kailas that we blow? So the Gemara says, the Safik, what does Trua mean? Is Trua Genuchi Ganach or Yuli Yalo? It's what we call Shvarim, or is it Trua? And maybe it's both. So therefore we do, so we do Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat. We need to do that three times. So Meila, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. Three times is 30 Kailas. Yeah? That's minimal Safik. Yeah? Now we do tkiyas the miyushev, tkiyas the moment. We blow. You know, before shemoneh esrei, we blow a milah shemoneh esrei. Whether it's in the benish tilah shemoneh esrei or the chalas shatz, depending on the menhagim. That's the Gemara says la'arav v'sasatan. That's why we blow the moment and miyushev. So where do the rest of them come? So Rama says that yesh noyeg lachzel l'kaya lamed kailas, which brings you up to 90. Not even where do you get 100? In Mechaber Rama, there's no mention of 100 kailas. Our minute that everyone does about 100 kailas is not mentioned in Mechaber Rama. The Rishvur says, where does it come from? It comes from Ashalah Kaddish. Fascinating thing. The minute of Gantz Shalok, there's no Mechaber Rama. Yeah? The Shalok Kaddish says, because by Aim Sisrei, by Yilolel, Aim Sisrei, there's a 100 kailas, when she was waiting for Sisrei to come back, and he was already dead, and he wasn't coming back. It says she cried 100 kailas. So because of that, says the Shalom Kaddish, that's when a minute comes to blow 100 kailas. Akapanim, says the Rama, okay, so you blow another 30. But after that, he said, Ein lit kaya oid b'china. You shouldn't blow anymore. You shouldn't blow more. Why? Because the problem is it's Rabbanim, blowing Shofar on Shabbos. Either because it's a clay shear, or it's a chachmen and lach, but it's Rabbanim, like a Jesus Abbas. Oh, Saka Mishabura. Yeah. So the chayr is not pasha b'chal. They should be allowed to blow extra kail because most of the time, yeah, it's not chashash you weren't yaitzer. Shailas get up sahida pefza kneich. The chayr. You're running, it's a chash iser. You want to get a chumrah, this, and then a chash iser. And also, we will also see this, the famous Rosh. The famous, the Maisa, Maisa the Magensa. It was a Maisa the Magensa. In Magensa's mains. Maisa the Magensa, what happened? Maisa like this. The blue Tashrat, twice Tashrat. Tkia, Shwarm, Tua, Tkia. Yeah? And then, by the third time, instead of blowing Tashrat, Tkiya Shvarim Shuat Tkiya, they blew instead of three shvarims and then done trua, by mistake he only blew, he did do tkiya, two shvarims, and then he started doing trua. In other words, he wasn't here to the shev, he needed three shvarims, he only did two. Yeah? And then, so then there's a big tumul, what should he do? What should he do now? Does he have to go back to the beginning? Should he just do again, do it with tashrat? Or maybe he should just like, do one shever, you know, like, you missed the shever, so you do a shever. Those were the three options that went around. And the maestro, they made him go back to the beginning. Okay? Next. Then, when it came to tashat, yeah, he blew two times tashat, and again, the third time, instead of three shvarims, he blew four shvarims. Here, this guy, Sam, he messed up, he blew four shvarims. Yeah? Maybe he went in Toma. He blew the four shvarims. Yeah? And again, they made him go back. He blew an extra shvar. Okay? So, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef, got mad at them. He said, M'chochm ein kan, zikni yesh kan. You don't think I'm done, Tom Chochm. No, they didn't ask. They just did, right? So, at least I'm an older person. You should ask me. And the Ravon, who was the son-in-law, was masking. He said, did you like it? Did you didn't have to be chayzer? Don't go back to the beginning. You messed up with the tashrat. Same, so you do the tashrat over again. The third tashrat, you do over again. He messed up, right? And even he said in the case with the shvarim, so he blew an extra shever, doesn't pass him. Yeah. So mainly he said, v'gam hatekeya of our shvus rabbana. By making go back, not only didn't have to go back, by going back, he was already in his shabbat. He made him do two extra tashrats, yeah? And two extra tashrats, for no reason. He was already in his shabbat. So akbam, that we see now that there is that is shabbat. Now, what's gezeirah d'rabba? Shem yavirenu d'alam v'shus rabba. The shaila is, why are you guys from yavirenu d'alam v'shus rabba? Why is it Kshash Aitza? Why are we just talking about maybe you go down Amis and just rob him? Why is it Kshash Aitza? Why is it going to say Shema Yetzenu? Yeah? Maybe you'll take it out. Mishus Yoch, Mishus Rabba. Oh, Sarashi says, Yeah, Echnam, could have said that. But, Roy, most of the times, yeah, and the Rambam Gara, if you're listening carefully, the Rambam did say, either in Havar Zalambas or Kshash Eitza. Rashi says that in most cases, there's only going to be a Kshash Havar Zalambas. You're not going to have a Kshash of Eitza. Why? Because they'll look like this. Because let's say you picked it up, Amanas Litloy. Meaning, if a guy picks up a shayfer, the luck is good. He picks up an object with a das to move it from one side of the room to the other side of the room. And then, he's going to carry it outside. So when he picked it up, you know, every Eitzah needs Akira, the Eitzah, and Anocha. You have to pick it up, do the Eitzah, and put it down. There's three parts to the Eitzah, right? So when you picked it up, Al Das, not to carry, not to take it outside. And then you change your mind. It's ready in your hand. You're ready walking. So there's no that's not an akira. So you put there. That's a gemara. Smell says Rashi. What's the normal case of shayfer? Right, you picked it up, right, and then you realize you have a problem, whatever it is. Then you go. Then you go to the bucket. Yeah. You had a question, but akapanim could be a case. And when you picked it up, it wasn't audacious to take it out. The male is, you're not going to be over Eitza. You change your mind, you decide to carry it, you're not going to be over this Eitza. Oh, the obvious question is, so then why Dalai Lama are you yeah over? You're telling me that when I pick up something, I'll das not to take it out, and then I change my mind, I'm not over Eitza, because the picking up wasn't I'll das to do Eitza. Male is not an Akira. When I picked this up, the Chayra, who I did, in fact, I used to say, who I did, when I pick it up, not to go Dalai Lamas, and then I end up going Dalai Lamas, the Chayra, it should be the same thing. So that's why, that's what Tais asks. It says that you have a saying in my bar's not amis. Manashah. If you tell me that Haitzah is not likely, because the case is normal, we pick it up, not to take it. So may I avoid the bar's not amis? Same thing. As Ephraim Tais, I'm Rashi. Always in Rashi. Yeah? Oh. So what's the difference? Okay? Oh. So there's a kapis tomorrow from the Yom Chua, Tayshefis Yom Kippurim, three Svarim. He wants Seychidish. Ramesh Ibn Chavir. He wants Seychidish. He wants Seychidish. That, Haray, where do we know what the we know there's a thing called Melech Machsheves. Right? Familiar with that thing called Melech Machsheves? So if the guy picked it up on Das, the Mufanach to not take it out. The reason why he's part if he takes it out, because it wasn't Melech Machsheves. He picked it up, it wasn't on Das to take it out. The Akira was missing Melech Machsheves. Says Maram Chavir that where do we know Avaris Dal Anam is from? Where do we know that Avaris Dal Anam is from? Says the Gemara, Vloch Mesh Messina. Now the Lamed Hes Melachas, we learn up. Yeah, but Avaris Dal Anam is a Vloch Mesh Messina, the Gemara said. Gemara has to figure out what do you have in the Mishkan, right? Where's the whole of the Gemara, the Shabbos, the 11th Perek. And until the Gemara comes out, no, Elamai, all Avaris Dal Anam is, and throwing Dal Anam is Vloch Mesh Messina. Says the Kapis tomorrow. If Havaris Dal Anam is Lach Mosh Mesinai. It's not learned out of the Mishkan. So Mel is not Lach Mosh Shabbos. We don't know Lach Mosh Shabbos because we learn out of the Mishkan. Yeah? Lach Shem Mach Shabbos. Lach Mosh Shabbos comes because Shabbos learned out of the Mishkan. So Mel is not Lach Mosh Shabbos. But Havaris Dal Anam is which not learned out of the Mishkan. So the Kappas tomorrow is no din of Lachas of Lach Mosh Shabbos. Yeah? Why is everyone so calm? The first one not like that. The first one, Baba Kamba. Of Chavav and Bay is not like that. Skav and Lizrai. Dalev Zark Shmaina. Yeah? If you didn't say Kohecha Shemakum Shetanuach, wherever, I don't care where it lands, what's Alacha? You're Pater. Why? Melech Machshavas. Because the parish of Gemara, it's Melech Machshavas, even by Avaris Dal Anam is, the Choy Rishkov Yitz Menei Shalit, Ayin Benayra, the Ram Chaviv, the Mamash Katmaidu, not the Choy Parish of Gemara knowledge. Oh. So Choy has Mekash and Rashi. Right? If you're Rashi, what's the difference? Avaris Dal Anam is, or Yitzah. By Yitzah, we say, you pick it up on Das, not to carry, and then you change your mind. Missing in the Akira. Mashenga Avaris Dal Anam. Okay, so L'chayr Teretz is, this is where it gets deep into Shabbos, and L'chayr Teretz is Avaris Dal Anam. L'chayr, there's a really big shayla about this, not the time to go into the rayas, okay? But there's a question, it could be that there's a fundamental difference between L'chayr Avaris Dal Anam and Haitzah, okay? My Haitzah, what's the Yisrael Melechas Haitzah? They changed the Mokim of the Chayfetz from Shtiyach to Shrabim, or vice versa. That's the Yisrael of the Melech. Okay? And therefore, the Akira gets out. Beis, you have to say, deposit, that the Akira, the Yisrael of every Haitzah starts with an Akira, ends with an Akira. So the Akira, Pshat, is a scholar of the Yitzhak. Picking it up is the beginning of taking it out. Right? So Mela, if the Yisoid of Melechas Yitzhak is changing the Rishus of the Chayfetz, so when I picked it up, it wasn't a last to change the Rishus of the Chayfetz, so Mela, it's missing in the Akira. Mashenkin Bavaris Dal Anamis, and this is a big shout out by itself, again, not the place to go into Rayas, that Bavaris Dal Anamis, the Isser is not Haitzah. The Isser is not the change in the Rishus of the Chayfetz. Rather, the Isser is Tiltul. The Isser is carrying. Or we could say carrying. Meaning, because you carry four amas, right? Is there any difference between where you started and where you ended? Right? Some Rishonim say, many Rishonim say, the best member of Alam is also gathered by itself. Because a Mekaymishal Adam is not Alam. You take it out of your place, it's Kili, you went with Shtiach and Shtiach. That many of the Balmar, many Rishonim say that. Okay? But there's another side of the Tanaga. It's the same street, same Rishonim. I just moved it for Amis. So what's the issue of Earth on Amis? Carrying. Oh, so Mela can say, if the site of Earth on Amis is carrying, so Mela's talking that if you picked it up, you picked up not to go down on Amis. But so you picked it up to move. So Mela, you picked it up to move, that's enough call that Akira is a scholar of Earth on Amis, because Earth on Amis is Tilt of Saif, I picked it up to move. It's a haschala of Varz al Ramas. Mashenka by itself, the mloch is the change in the Rishus. I picked it up not to change Rishus. It's missing in the Akira. Akira has to be a haschala of the mlocha, so it has to reflect the essence of that mlocha. Mashenka by Varz al Ramas. Akabanim, that luchari that has been Rashi, but that's already heavy Shabbos type. Now, okay. We skip a drop. This is a very interesting shayla. Now, what happens with the Eved? The guy blows on Shabbos. Yeah? Is he Mekayim Mitzvah now? Where's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is Rabbi Shechianu. Yeah? Because if you make a Shechianu on the first day, right? Then, you don't make a shechianu on the second day. It's machlokes, you know, we have a pichadash, we have the balkeh, maybe wears a new suit, whatever. But it's machlokes, so I think machlokes. L'mayis mikra din, if you made a shechianu on the first day, don't make a shechianu on the second day. Let's say, and that's why it says, Rama says, right? It says shechnok. Imchal yamish m'shabes. Then you say shechianu on the second day. According to the Mechaber. Meaning on when it's not on Shabbos, according to the Mechaber, I don't know what Sfarim do, they don't make a Shechianu on the second day. Zot Ramba, Yesh Ayimim, even if the first day is Chol, still, you make a Shechianu, and therefore, Mechene Minug, that's why, again, Ramba said, Mikra Din, if you, even the Chol, you make a Shechianu on the first day, still you make Shechianu again on the second day. Again, it's a big one for the Shainim. Says the Mishabura, yeah, he went out of Begad Chadash or Pri Chadash. Oh, so Meila, though, but Chadchila, we're not, I guess, why something that will have a fruit on the Bima or the Baldekeya to make a Shechianu, the Fidu Ramah. I don't know what the minute I spared him is. No? What? They make a Shechianu on the second day in Shana? What? That's right. Huh? No? A local Smarty. You make a Shechianu on the second day of Hashana? You don't remember. Okay. Fine. What? You do make a Shechianu? Sure. Second day?
Both days?
Sure. Okay, we'll have to check this out. Okay, Rabbi said. Huh? Rabbi said. Anyway, yeah. So what happens? Yeah? The guy blew shayfa on the first day when it's Shabbos. So then, according to the Mechaber, you don't make a Shechianu on the second day. Right? So now, the question is, was it a bracha vatala? If it's Mekayim Mitzvah, okay, so Shechianu was chal. If it wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah, so then, then about the kul almi has to make a shechianu the second day, and you would need a pre. That's cool. Anybody else? Would you need a pre-chadash or not the second day? Oh, so the shleima kluger mchach mshleima brings down from the eish lavram. That what from prim gadim that brings down someone specific about this in kayim. Yeah. Oh, so maybe that's mchach mshleima. You're not your Yitzvah Diyamah. Yeah? Why? It's a mitzvah of Aveira. Since you're over in Israel, So listen, this is Gzer Rabba. Yeah, you're not about Shaifer Hashana on Shabbos. You did it. You're Ibris Rabbanon. Mel's Mitzvah Avera. And even a Mitzvah Rabbanon, Aver Rabbanon, you're Ibris Rabbanon, still passels Mitzvah Avera. Means right from Matzah Shel Tevel, which is Tevel Drabbanon. Still, he means that Rashi, the Inat Yaitz on Pesach. Why? Because Mitzvah Avera. See, even in Isra Rabbanon, Shech Mitzvah Avera. Rabbi Kveger in the Maracha, Mesechus Chagiga, he says, even though Chazal said not to blow, Chamakim, if you're over, yeah, it's just a Shvus Rabbanon, you might say, the Raisi Mekai in the Mitzvah. The Raisi Mekai in the Mitzvah. What? Who? Kondruk Fager. It's not a problem with Mitzvah Aver. Oh, why not? Why not? So one story is like this. Some of my friends say that there's a famous Yerushalmi. World famous Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Shabbos, the 13th parak. Shalmi says that if you, Shalmi wants to know if you carried matzah into the street, you oivrei tzah, yeah, is that a problem mitzvah avera for matzah? So Shalmi asks, what's the difference between or kreb shabbos? Yeah, you did leleinu someone's nifter, and he did kriya on Shabbos. He writes kriya on Shabbos. He ripped his bag on Shabbos. I'm kind of mitzvah now. So, it's before in the Mishnah. There's Yaitza. Yaitza is Kriya. You know, he did it on Shabbos. Shami says, what's the difference between that and Lulav HaGazel? Lulav HaGazel, you still Lulav. Yeah? You take it. It's Mitzvah Aveira. So, what's the difference? Lulav HaGazel or carrying out the mass into the street or being Kareh B'Shabbos. Yeah? Shami says, famous Shami. Words of Yerushalmi are Taman Gufa Aveira Hacha Huav Aveira. This is famous Yerushalmi. Taman Gufa Aveira Hacha Huav Aveira. What does that mean? So many Achrayim learn. That means is by lulav it's Gufa Aveira, meaning he's still lulav. So there's a psul of Gozel that's Chal Nechepser lulav. Lulav is a chepser mitzvah. Yeah. We have chepser mitzvah, and if it has a choishem gezel, so there's an aveir, it's chal, in the chepser mitzvah. Mela, that's the mitzvah aveir. So mitzvah aveir is not some idea. Over here, hamon gufa aveir, hacha huav aveir. The fact that he writes kriya, when you rip the beggar on Shabbos, there's nothing chal. This amok is on the gavra. There's nothing chal on the chayfetz. Memela, there's no mitzvah avera. And same thing when you carry, says Yerushalmi, you carry the matzah out of the street. There's no chalois iser chal on the matzah. Oh, so memela fizeh. Chaim want to say memela that can shine with Craig. The reason why Craig is not bothered by mitzvah avera, because so even though you're over an avera. You over the shvus drabana, yeah, by blowing, yeah. But that's not chal. That's not you over an avera, yeah. That's not chal in the chayfetz. That's not chal. That's not psul. It's chal in the chayfetz. Meila. Right. For example, what the Rambam says that by shayfer the Ram, right, the Ram says if he's still a shayfer, right? Still a shayfer. Yaitza. Right? The Ram says why? Because there's what's the mitzvah of shayfer? The kol. The mitzvah of shayfer is a kol. And that's not shayfer, it's still a kol. So, it's not chal, a chefs of iser on the chefs of the mitzvah. Mamela, maybe there's no problem with Saber. Akapanim, we have machlokes between Shlomo Kluger and Kveger, whether or not the guy blew Shaifer on Rosh Hashanah Chalitza B'Shabbos, where it was Aser, what's it did? But the evidence is him kind of mitzvah nafmina might be Lagabe Shechiyan. Might be another nafkamina. Agabe, oiska mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. Doing one mitzvah, he put them another mitzvah. Let's say, while the guy's blowing shayfer, or Roshana Chashchali is Mishabbos, another mitzvah comes up. Yeah? Is he put them in the second mitzvah? If you say that that's a kiyum, so maybe the Patur of Eisken Mitzvah. If you hold, there's no key in Mitzvah, because you're even a Veira, okay, maybe there's no din of Eisken Mitzvah, but that really brings you a big shayla. What's the din of Mitzvah humans? The guy does a Mitzvah is not chayim. Is there a din of Eisken Mitzvah? This is as far as to say that where do we know Eisken Mitzvah from the Mitzvah from? Shema says, "Shitcha v'secha, ulechcha v'derech." When do you have to say Shema? When it's lechtecha, when it's leches didach. When you're walking, you're doing something, your thing. Then there's a chiv Shema. But if you're being oisik in lechashamayim, yeah, lechtecha, then you have chiv Krishma. But it's lechashamayim, then the oisik mitzvah, yipata. Oh, so if that's a svara, l'chayra. One could argue that even in mitzvah kiyumis, sefer b'sefer is not leches didach. Sefer b'sefer you can go to the mitzvah, you can kind of mitzvah. You know there's no chiyuv to do it. If it's a kiyum mitzvah, it's not leches didach. It's about leches shemayim. So maybe it could be the guy writes a mitzvah, even if it's just a mitzvah kiyumis, but there's no chiyuv, still it might be a pitur. Oh. So, there's another shayla. This year, Shana Shchali is B'Shabbos. So someone sent me this week some snapshot of something that the guy is down like this. What's it then? The guy be eating, making kiddush before Musaf. So this really is the big shayla. The guy be eating before tchiyas. Big shayla, yeah. Most places they make kiddush before the tias, even the shivas make it because they finish very late, so they make it. Shayla is b'chal, is that mutter? Because you're not eating before the tias. So the truth of the matter is, derech agav, really, in terms of eat more than a kibetza of bread, you know, a team is mutter, up to a kibetza of bread. Up to kibetz of bread. It's not very much. Size of eggs, not very big. Not very much. Or bread or cake. Yeah. But fruit and stuff that you could eat, that's not a problem. So chayra, if you are going to make kiddush, this is again the second day, really, what you should do is just have a minimal amount, less than kibetz of cake. So if you eat kiddush, mokum suda. And then, you can eat whatever you want. You can eat fruit, you can eat... You could eat sushi, you could eat, he buys sushi, like, he was like, you know, there's plenty of things you could eat, but chatchil, you shouldn't eat more than a kibetz, a pas, or a mezayin. Akapanim, what about this year? So, this year, there's no shayfer. So, is it more kal to make kiddush before musaf? Because there's no shayfer. So Rav Sternbuch in the Tshuvas and Halakhos, he's down. You know, someone wanted to say, some Talmud Chacham put out a thing that when Rav Sternbuch is for Shabbos, no problem making kiddush. Maisa, the chayra, it's not pasha b'chal. Because even if you tell me there's no mitzvah of shayfer, but there's musaf. And even by Musaf, you're not supposed to eat. Mechaber says, I pass mu'it, yeah, but pass mu'it, less than the kibetza, up the kibetza. Yeah, right, but more than the kibetza, even on regular Shabbos, yeah. So Kiddush clubs are not halacha, besides for many, many other reasons, yeah. You know, you can't down Muslim when you're drunk anyway, so there's a problem with Kiddush clubs. But besides from that, yeah, if you keep it to the minimum, if you can eat cake, yeah, there's a problem. There's a problem, more than a kibbutz of cake, which is not very much, 50 cc's, yeah, and an average cup, 8-ounce cup is 200 cc's, right? So 50 cc's is not a lot at all, yeah. Mela, you have a problem with that. Okay, so Elamai, whatever, it's long davening, so there's coolers, there's a rabbin, there are a tayrin. But the chayr shouldn't make much of a difference between the fact that you are blowing shayfer or you're not blowing shayfer. So Rav Sternberg wants to say that even you're not blowing shayfer, if you have the psukim of malchus and chayrs and shayfers, and that's Kilim Mukarim did have the Pesukim of Shaifer, that's Mukarim did Kiyah, the Mela, Mela shouldn't make Kiddush, all that. Okay, that's what Rashi and Chumash, Zichron Chua, Rashi says is the Pesukim of Chayim Malach and Shaifer, Zichron Chua, the Banas, it's only Rabbanon. Akapanim, maybe there's a Mashmaris from Rashi that that's the Pesukim of Malach and Chayim and Shaifer is. They might have any of their eyes to it. Rashi and Chumash, Zichron Chua is the psukim of Malchus and Shaifris, and may he wants to find out that you shouldn't make Kiddush. And I'm saying, without that, also Muslim enemy has a problem, even though Mishrubi is not a Bach that says that Muslim is not a problem, Ma'is Mechaper Ma'a, everyone says a problem. This is Parsha. Pasuk says, "Ke mitzvah zayis, shanoich mitzav chayoyim, lo nifleisi mimcha, lo rechaykehi." This mitzvah, don't say what this mitzvah is. Mitzvah zayis is not removed from you; it's not far from you. Lo b'shemayimi, it's not the shemayim. Lo miyalo na shemayim yuchelanu, yashmeinu ois v'nasena. It's not in the shemayim. It's who they say, "Oh, how am I going to get up there and get it?" Lo meir v'liyami. It's not on the other side of the ocean. Leimim miyavlonu elay bayam b'chenu lanu. Yashmiyenu oisim nasena. Kikar v'lech ha'davar ma'oid. It's very close to you, this mitzvah. We'll see what this mitzvah is. Kikar v'lech ha'davar ma'oid. Very close to you. B'ficha v'lvavcha la'asayisai. So in place Rashi and Rabban, what mitzvah are we talking about? Rashi says, we're talking about the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Rashi says, "Lo b'shemayim, she'ilu hoyz b'shemayim, hoyis etzarach lalis achareu loimda." Yeah, pull a play. Yeah, if Torah was b'shemayim, it's a net. Hashem said Torah la b'shemayim. Kosh Baruch gave us a Torah. But if not, yeah, ilu hoyz b'shemayim, you would have had a chiyuv to go to the shemayim to get the Torah. Yeah, it means no excuses. The material was given, there's no excuses. So if Litzur, you're having a rough day, yeah, bad hair day, yeah, and you got in the fight with your rabbi, you got in the fight with the Rav Shiva, the Rav Shiva is bothering him, and then, you know, whatever it is, yeah, you're not in a good mood, yeah. Okay, so you go to bed, and that's it, you know, curl up and that's it. That's fair. I'm out in the mood. I can't concentrate. Yeah, I'm tired. Slichas. They wake me up a half hour earlier. That's it. The whole day is gone because I woke up a half hour. I slept a half hour late. Half hour less. Yeah. And now it's only 50 minutes. No, when slichas is even now? Seven. According to what? Seven. Yeah. It's the whole day. You know, that's it. Destroys the whole day. Yeah. No, Rashi says, if Torah would be in the Shemayim, you would have figured out a way how to get the go get up and get a spaceship and go up there and get the Torah. But there's no excuses. There's no excuses. In other areas, going to a baseball game, or going to a football game, a basketball game, or playing football, right? If you're a little tired, if you're in a league and you're a little tired, you're a little sick, you're in a bad mood, you're not going to not play in the league because you're in a bad mood, right? You'll push yourself, you'll do it, right? So Mela calls Shkain Taira. Maisa, we say in David, Tokamai Muhammad, Mizai Snivateach. And Tokamai Muhammad, Mizai Snivateach. What's Bezais? Chazal many places say, Ain Zais El Taira. Ain Zais El Taira. Because it says, Adam, where does it say? Where does it say Zeus in relation to Torah? Zeus had Torah. Adam, Kiyomus Ba'ayel. And that, Zeus Nimitayach. Zeus, when I go out of war, when I, Zeus Nimitayach. In the Torah. And then, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, what does it say? Right? We wear nice clothing, we have nice food in Rosh Hashanah, right? So the Torah says, because we're Betuach, she asked Lon Ness, the Sparrow will connect to the Ness, and we'll somehow manage, we'll have a good din. Yeah? I want that. Could be. What do we see from Dov and Elch? You want to be Betuach in something. You want to be, you're okay. You're Betuach in something. Well, what are you Betuach? Bezais and Betayach. What gives you a kach to be Betayach? Bezais. Ein Zais El Taira. Yeah? So you come to Rosh Hashanah with the Zayis, and Ken Zayin, maybe there's Derek Josh, Zayis the Torah, Adam Kiyomis Ba'ayel, yeah, what's that talking about? Ain't Torah B'Skayim, El Mish Memis Atzmele. The Torah is only, not that, you learn, okay, when everything is perfect conditions, the best Rebbe, the best Chavrusa, the best everything, I'm not tired, I'm not in a bad mood, then I'll learn, yeah? That's not what Torah is all about. In terms of Mishmeim is not smirleh. That no matter what, no matter what you learn. The Mela, if you want to be betuach, b'zayis nivateach, it's not for the zayis, the Torah, the Adam Kiyom is Ba'il. The Torah of Mishmeim is not smirleh, you push yourself with Torah, yeah, then the Torah will do for you. Adam, the Torah, Amalai, right? That the Chazal say, if you're humble and tired, the Torah is humble for you. Rashi says the Torah goes to the Shemayim and asks Kadosh Baruch Hu to Megala say this to you. Yeah, it means if you're humble for the Torah, the Torah is humble for you. So, Mel, if you want the Torah to be for you as a schus, then you have to do something for the Torah. You want the Torah to come and we say in Slichas, right? We say in Slichas. Right, we ask the Torah to come be mechanech of Baruch Hu. What?
Where is that?
That's right. Where's everything you need? Right, we're back with that. Torah does it. It's chanim v'akasha. Yeah, we ask the Torah to come and beg Kadosh Baruch Hu to help us. Right. So what? Says Aaron, if you want the Torah to do something for you, then you do something for the Torah. If you learn and you're humble in Torah, then the Torah is humble you. Then you have a schus to ask the Torah is chani v'akasha. But if you're not learning the Torah and you're mezalzel in Torah, then what schus do you have to ask the Torah? Torah akdash is chani v'akasha. Yeah. Meila. So we see that achana for ben Torah, achana for yemedin. The main achana has to be ischaschus in Torah. And I know it's not hard that you wake up early, your schedule's off. People have their schedule, and then things go good. Once you're off schedule, it's not hard. Okay, Seder, it's not hard. Okay, so but that's what you got to do. And Andre Abed, it's a mess. People are learning less when comes the slichus before and the says mechuba. But Adarav, if you're mechazik, Mechazik at this time, and if you put the effort in, you'll have Seat Deshmaya, and Meila, then Taka, the Torah will come, Torah will be Meschana for us, and we'll be able to be Zeichen the Din.